Are we ready to start this bitch? Let's do a perfect pour.
It's the perfect pour, craft beer podcast. Welcome to episode 39. Hey. I am Mikey.
I am Nikki.
And I'm Matt.
And we're going to hang out and geek out about beer for a little while here. Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
Welcome.
Welcome to that.
Please step in, have a seat.
How's your beer drinking been going, guys?
It's been doing well.
Good week of drinking.
Yes.
Yeah.
On, then off, back on again.
I was drinking and then I slept and I woke up and then decided there was finally a time to start drinking again and then did that. All right. Before we started the podcast, our pre-recording beer was officially Ballast Point's
Victory at Sea.
That one's
got the skeleton ship, the skeleton pirate captain manning the wheel still.
He not died such a
with
victory.
His. No, he did not have a victory.
He did not have a victory.
At least he went down with the ship.
Yes.
And it really is one of the cooler labels out there. I'm not a porter person, but I was like, I want that beer just because of the bottle.
Yes.
And then the brothers came in. And this one, I thought Matt was gonna bring it, but Nick came in, got with the victory at sea. We're over here podcasting.
Matt, that's Facebooking.
Yeah,
don't challenge me with a stout and not expect it to show.
Well, nice. I mean,
it's a porter with coffee and vanilla.
I this one's been around a lot lately for myself. So
yes, but there was a time when it was hard to get.
Yes, back when we had it in their first labeling.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know, this new label.
It showed up once at BevMo, and the shelf was cleared within 20 minutes. And then the next week it was full again. We're like, damn it! I guess there could be worse regular beers around here.
Yeah, so.
I assume you guys like it. I liked it. It reminded me of House of Pendragon, or one of our locals.
Who?
Their Coco Crusader.
Yeah.
It was in that ballpark. It's pretty good. If I'm gonna have a porter, I wouldn't mind having the Victory at Sea.
Me too.
And
it's been my go to porter if I had to call it something.
They should change the name now to go to porter. Just screwed stone.
Porter.
Now we have currently, I'm interested to see what the brothers think of this one, from Deschutes, Oregon brewer Deschutes, Inversion IPA. I picked up a six-pack of this at Whole Foods. I'd never had it. I was just desperately looking for something to bring for our perfect pour bottle share, a.k.a. our weekly episode. And it boasts as a floral, a paradise is stumbling upon our whole flower hop room and inhaling. So usually, I like IPAs that have that floral component to it, but this one, I don't know. I'm disappointed in it. I don't know what you guys.
Oh, I was gonna. Think. Say I liked it just to not hurt your feelings, but now that you said that, it's good on the front of the palate. I think it's the aftertaste that throws it for me.
Mm.
The flowers really kick up a notch.
Yeah.
But I like how it says it's as close as you can get without knowing somebody.
I don't have any issues with it. I mean, it may not be a beer for myself, but it's a beer I'd recommend to someone that didn't want a citrusy.
Yeah, IPA. It's not a citrusy IPA, that's for sure. It's not pine or citrusy. It's It's, I guess, floral, I guess.
It's very floral. Yeah, the... Is it that damn Grains of Paradise? Isn't that what Sam Adams uses? I don't know why I think that.
I don't know what Sam Adams does.
They do have a Best Buy date. And it's out there. It's not till July 4th. So it's, I guess it'll stay fresh for a little while.
Well, I don't know what that means. If you're an IPA and you can and it can go longer, unless the alcohol is really high. And it's a 6.8.
There you go.
So, I don't know. Something. Mm-hmm. If you don't like the hot, the citrusy pine IPAs, you might like Inversion.
Are you a Mirror Pond fan?
No. No. I don't like Mirror Pond. Mm-hmm. It seems like I don't have a problem with Deschutes, but apparently I do. I don't like Mirror Pond, which is like their maybe on almost their flagship almost.
Yeah.
Besides their Black Butte.
Yeah, Black Butte Porter.
Yeah, those two are the ones I see everywhere.
Isn't Chainbreaker? Isn't that their
own? Chainbreaker is. I actually do like Chainbreaker.
I like Obsidian Stout, but you never see
I have not had that one.
Often around here.
No, you don't.
I've actually been to Deschutes in Portland. Ooh. It's a really awesome place.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So,
No airport growler fills like Rogue has?
No. Nope. Rogue's the only one in Rogue's the Portland airport. But, no, their brewery in downtown Portland, that's really... I assume their brewery's it. That was just their restaurant pub, and it's a really cool restaurant, really nice place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
As the ghetto bird has shown up now.
Wow.
We're in trouble.
They're super low tonight. They're scoping their bikes out.
Well, we got some, our voicemail line is staying active.
Wow.
559-492-0542 is our voicemail line. And so we've got a couple of voicemails here to play for everyone.
Hey guys, this is Scott, not Scott Bayo from Joni Loves Chachi or anything, Scott Bailey.
Oh.
And I just wanted to say, hey, I've been drinking and listening to your podcast, and I think maybe I drank a little too much
Oh, come on, Scott.
Damn it.
Sell it better than that.
I thought he was supposed to be a professional.
Was it the beer that sent him over or a podcast?
He was puking about the podcast. Yeah. He's like, oh, I can't listen to this anymore.
The show makes me want to puke.
It's turning my stomach. You guys Scott just Bailey. Cost me $30.
Scott Bailey of Bailey Works. Bailey Works Homebrewing. We've had a lot of Scott's beer on their show. Yeah,
that was short, but that was sweet.
I'm hope Scott's one of the guys
that likes all his dates.
Yeah. Whoa.
All right, I'll take it.
He's one of the guys I hope we run into April 12th, Craft Beer Day in Fresno.
Yes. Officially dubbed Craft Beer Day in Fresno.
Yeah, we're officially doing it. We don't need the mayor's involvement. We're doing it. We'll give
him our own key.
So hopefully we'll all be out roaming around one place or the other. Either we'll be at Hop House of Pendragon, or we'll be at Tioga, or maybe we might be at both. Who knows? You guys will be in one place, I'll be in another place. I'll just go to like Sequoia's that day and just have a couple beers and go home. Not even go out.
Screw this.
Yeah.
Too many people.
Too many. Yeah, I might. I get like
scared the Fresno mentality.
Yep. I have that mentality.
I would go, but there's too many people.
Yeah, if there's gonna be too many people, I'm like,
You don't want the paparazzi all over you.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Or we do the thing where you're like, oh, okay, I'll be right there. Oh no, I'm coming your way, and then we show up at the other place.
Yeah.
We've just left.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. That's the way I see it. And it shows the map of us traveling right by each other.
We got one more caller.
Hey, guys. This is Dustin Rocha from Fresno, California. I just wanted to say, love the Perfect Pour podcast. You guys are doing great. I've been tuning in for a while now, and I'm stoked for the weekly thing. It's gives me something to look forward to every Friday. Thanks to you guys, I tried a couple of new beers. The Lower De Boom Barley Wine. Caught that at Peace Public House this last weekend, and I really enjoyed it. It was nice. It wasn't too over the top, but it just it had a good flavor, and just it got me over really well. I also tried the Ballast Point Sculpin there. It was labeled red pepper, so I'm not sure if that was the habanero Sculpin or if it was a different variation possibly. I know Matt might have some insight on that, so I'd love to know because I really enjoyed it and I'd love to try it again. Yeah, just wanted to give a shout out. Love what you guys are doing. Keep it up. Shout out to Tiger Sequoia. Shout out Maddie. Normally my bartender at Peeves always does me right. So just keep it up, guys. And yeah, talk to you soon. Later. Cheers.
Thank you, Dustin.
Cheers.
Yeah, that's Dustin. You can find him on Instagram. He is dumbfound dead. Not dead, but dead. Dustin.
Recent follower of the Perfect Pour on Instagram.
Yeah, so.
So, can you clear up the Sculpin?
I haven't looked into it. I mean, I know that's shocking. But we did get a hot pepper Sculpin in. I know it's kind of been circulating about town. I don't know what peppers they used. They didn't give me anyways a printout.
So you don't know that. Well, why do they have something other than the habanero Sculpin?
I don't know. A hot peppered Sculpin was new to me. I didn't know they dabbled with pepper beers.
Well, they have the habanero. I know. I've seen it.
Yeah, but I think you mentioned that last.
Yeah, I've episode, seen it on,
and then it showed up at Spokeasy. So I wonder.
Yeah,
if
yeah,
it might. That, just be,
that must have
oh
been
yeah,
insane.
It showed up at the next day.
The next
after
day,
I'm like, I'm looking for this habanero, yeah. And then Spokeasy had it, and I haven't been able to go down there.
But. Oh man,
of course.
I know a Barrel House had an habanero.
Ooh, okay. They're branching out. They've been kicking it up a notch.
Habanero.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, and it was it. A hopped IPA. Or, I mean, not a hopped. A peppered IPA.
Oh, a hopped IPA. Wow.
They put hops in their IPA.
How original.
So, and it was good. It had just a little mild burn to it. Some people were offended. They're like, I thought this was a pepper beer.
They're like, I'm offended.
I get a little something there, and I'm like, that's fine. You don't need everything. Yeah. Just a little something.
I think that was the same with the Cigar City.
I need to be kicked in the crotch. And this is just kicking me in the arm.
Lightly, like my grandmother.
Lightly tapping my arm. Yeah. I need somebody to grab my balls and show them to me.
But however, a beer that they did fairly well, which we all know there's the brewery Yeasty Boys.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, Barrel House also had, they also had a beer called Brass Monkey.
Barrel House, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And that's their Mandarin Blonde.
What?
Mandarin
Blonde. Mandarin Ale. Blonde. Is that an Iron Man reference?
I don't know.
The Mandarin? No. Geeks, no. You guys don't know.
Okay. So
you guys are car geeks.
Cool. Well,
you're not cool. Yeah. That's the first time anyone said, yeah, I'm not cool. I don't know about comic books.
Yeah.
Well, I think the whole Mandarin part came from there's Mandarins in the beer.
Oh. Actual Mandarins.
Damn it. How did we miss that?
Otherwise, yes, it's a reference to whatever man you said.
Brass Monkey.
Whatever it is you said.
That funky.
I think it's time to open up a third beer. Last time, we were encouraged to drink double, so we've got a lot to drink.
Come on, guys. Chop, chop. Break it open.
Oh,
hurry up. Sorry. Hurry up, Nick.
Down it and open another.
How? No. How dare you, sir? That's perfectly good Victory at Sea I'm drinking.
Oh, you went back to the Victory at Sea.
Well, heavens,
it's been,
yes.
It's warmed up a little bit.
Well,
you like it warmed up a little bit?
No, I just don't want to leave it in the bottle.
Well, usually some people like the porters warmed up.
Oh, no, I do. I like to see how they change as they warm up.
So I'm not good at cursive. So is this a Golden Gate Koss? Is that what it is?
The label on the almanac. From Almanac Brewing in San Francisco.
Smell your glass to make sure
it's This is what we're tasting here.
This was sent to us by the lovely... Lovely man of the name of Donnie Fox.
Who?
Remember that old leathery man that was winking to us on Skype that one time?
Hey, fellas. Yeah. Oh, my iPhone had a drink, too.
Oh.
Here you go.
Donnie Fox from Growler Radio Podcast.
He sent us a goose.
Look up Growler Radio. And I hear you're going to be a guest here in a soon-to-be-out-there episode of Growler Radio, Matt.
Yeah. Somewhere in the third season I'm on there. He didn't list me an episode number. We recorded for about 10 hours. I think he's going to be able to salvage about 30 minutes of it. So we'll see what happens.
That's a lot of editing.
Yeah.
I don't do that with Perfect Four. Very little editing.
Well, yeah. I didn't get to say it on to him, but I was like, the Perfect Poor editing method is the stuff we say we will edit out, we do not. And the stuff that you'll never hear, never hear.
So this is Almanac. It's a tart wheat beer. Golden Gate Goose.
This is the strangest action I've seen on a beer ever. The bubbles are going San Jose. Sideways.
I always thought Almanac was San Francisco, but San Jose.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
San Jose.
Still technically the Bay Area, but sorry, San Jose, you don't have any water. You're landlocked like Fresno. Don't try and sell us that you're in the Bay.
Hey, guys, we're over here. We're on down the other side of the line.
You don't have a dock, San Jose.
Shipping port.
Right. You don't have any ports. Get out of here, kid.
But our highways go to ports.
My bubbles are going sideways on this beer.
Whoa.
You have sideways bubbles.
Sideways bubbles.
Whoa. Yeah, tart is definitely a good word to describe it.
I smell wood.
There is lemony to it.
Yeah. Lemony.
And sea salt,
this is
yes.
Like a...
I get tart, lemon, sea salt. Yes, I do get those
yes,
three.
When somebody tells me that there's tart, lemon, and sea salt, then yeah, I do taste it now. Sure.
Yeah. Don't forget the hummus and garlic.
Oh, okay.
Like coriander.
And sourdough bread.
Man, that is a very chewable beer.
Cinnamon water taffy.
There's all kinds of craps going on. There's my review, Almanac. Hope you use it.
Heartburn in a bottle.
Mikey from Perfect Pour says, there's all kinds of crap going on.
Yeah.
Man, this is going to be re-fermenting in us about 8 a.m.
Would not recommend with cordon bleu chicken.
Yes.
Something I noticed this week, the Almanac CEO, co-founder of Almanac, I don't have his name for me, I apologize.
No, it's Bill.
Is it?
No.
Dick, I believe it's Dick Dickerson.
All right. Well, old Dick Dickerson over there at Almanac.
Was he a weatherman from the 70s?
No, he said something, he put something controversial on Twitter.
Oh, no.
He said that all this craze about session IPAs says it basically, I'm paraphrasing, okay. So I'm not exact quoting, but it's bullshit and just drink half of a good IPA instead of having a whole session IPA, which I don't agree with.
I would totally agree with that.
Really?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
But you can have a whole beer with less alcohol, but you have a whole beer that tastes just as good as a IPA that you're having. And he's suggesting we'll have half of an IPA. Well, I don't want half. I want a full, but I don't want to be completely fucked up because it's the middle of the day.
He wants to be mowing the lawn, not on the lawn.
Not 6 ounces of beer, 12. 12 ounces of beer.
But I get the logic, like, well, just drink half of a really good IPA. Like, okay, but then I don't get to drink a full beer now. You're taking away half my beer.
So you're a buffet guy, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Don't give me a quality. Give me quantity.
I want quantity.
Yeah.
Mass amounts.
So, Nick, you agree with this?
I do now that I've heard that. That sounds perfectly all right.
Matt, do you agree with this?
Oh, no. I mean, I didn't. People don't like it when I get into this conversation because I get passionate about it.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Go.
I'm a firm believer.
You're a fern?
I'm a fern.
Mostly I'm a fern, quite bushy and
whatnot. But most times I believe in low ABV. I don't believe you have to have high ABV to have a good beer. And sometimes it's a psychological thing. Yeah, you would rather have a few beers in the evening versus have your one, wait an hour, have your one, wait an hour.
Uh-huh.
If you could have your two per hour, have all that same flavor, but that less percentage, still get the same place, it's not a bad thing in my own mind.
That's what I'm saying. If I'm got a good session IPA, I'm getting the same flavor, essentially, as a regular other IPA. So why not go ahead and just have that during the day instead of a half of a... If I want a full... I want to be satisfied by a full beer.
That sounds great and all, but I've never had a session IPA that tastes exactly... I mean, they're in their own category. I accept them as beer. They're great beers, like daytime, great flavor. But I've never had a full IPA with that same flavor. Is there one? Is there one? Like, I guess I'm posing that as a question. Is there an IPA that has the same characteristics as a session?
Probably not, because it is a lighter bill to get that
to get percentage. To keep the alcohol down.
But you Which can still fine. Overdose that's... it with the hops, is what they're getting at.
Yeah, and that's great, but like, have you ever had a session and gone, "Oh crap, did I grab a Sculpin or oh no, this is a, you know, this is just a session IPA." Like, have you ever mistaken the two?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
That's, you know, that's how close they should be before you think, "Oh, this is
Interesting."
Yes.
So I guess Almanac's not going to be coming out with the session IPA. Apparently.
The point of the story is...
Don't look for Almanac to have a session IPA.
Great extra pale ale by Almanac, by the way.
Oh, well, you could see... I mean, because that's what's kind of weird is you could almost get in, say, a pale is a session IPA. Why don't you just
drink an extra pale,
Yeah. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're drinking a non-session IPA from Almanac. A non-IPA anything.
Yeah. We're drinking that Goes.
So you like... I'm not fond of the Goes style or anything, but I don't know. It's interesting to drink anyway.
It's one of the better ones I've had, in my opinion. There's a lot of flavor going on here other than murky, re-fermented beer. Which some of these
get. Oh, yes. The other is a popular style right now, the murky.
But I mean, murky. It still does have your quarter inch of sediment at the bottom that you do not want to disturb.
Oh, yes. But. Do not ride on your bike and then serve two friends. As Matt just did.
Yep.
I would never pour anything bad for you guys. No, here, have this.
No, no. Just came out this week, the... Brewers Association released the top 50 breweries of 2013. I guess it took a few months to compile this information, apparently. I'm sure most people have seen it, but of course, coming out on top, top 50 craft brewers, who would you think is number one?
I'm going to go with... I don't know. I feel like
this is this up. Is...
Who is
this? This is sales volume.
Oh, sales?
Who threw out the most volume?
Frickin' Stone.
Sierra Nevada.
You're thinking too West Coast.
Oh, no.
Sam Adams.
No!
AKA Boston Beer Company.
I tried to ignore that voice in myself that said, Samuel Adams, because they're the ones that keep pushing the envelope of how you are still a craft beer place. How big?
And the top four did not change at all from the year prior, by the way. Coming in at number three was Sierra Nevada, or two was Sierra Nevada. So you almost got it.
At least I wasn't far off.
Number three, can you think of a number three? It's not Stone, by the way.
So Firestone Walker.
New.
Oh.
Big company we know about it, yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is top 50 crap. You know all these pretty much.
Of course we do.
There's a actually a few I didn't know what the hell they were, but
I'm going to go with...
You mean you just temporarily forgot about
them. Right.
I'm going
to
go with... Let me reference my wall here. Hold on.
You might get some help from our beer bottle collection wall. I don't know. Maybe not.
It wouldn't be rogue. That would be...
Think center of the country. Think of a flyover state.
Flyover? Midwest?
Nah, mountainy.
Oh, New Belgium.
Yes.
Yeah, New Belgium. Yeah. Makes sense.
Number four is Gambrinus.
Oh, yes. Of course.
Gambrinus, which I had to look up and was... They have... I really couldn't believe that they were number four, but Gambrinus.
Yeah, and what do?
They have, now I've totally forgot what they had.
Oh, yes, a memorable brewery.
Mm-hmm. They had, there wasn't anything I cared to be caring about, but.
Lightning Kugels, huh?
Lagunitas came in at number five.
Awesome.
The second California brewer. So two California brewers in the top five.
Not bad.
Take that, world.
Deschutes. We just had some Deschutes. They're number six, which is kind of surprising to me that Deschutes is number six.
Especially for plain labeling.
Yeah, they do have kind of... They have kind of mainstream corporate... Labeling, I guess. I don't know. Like big beer kind of labeling to them.
Everything's too good.
Bell's number seven. Duval number eight.
Oh, really?
Brooklyn number nine. Stone finally gets in there at 10, which it really is surprising that they're all the way at 10. They were that last year. They have not moved.
Hmm.
Matt Brewing, 11.
You're welcome.
I couldn't even find what they have, but
we have beer.
Harpoon's 12. I mean, there's some surprising. Harpoon is ahead of Dogfish is at 13.
Wow.
Firestone finally gets in there at 16.
Really?
Yeah, I'm surprised that they're that far back.
So top 20 though.
Yeah, top 20. They moved up four spots.
Oh, okay.
So
they're making headway.
They're moving up. Alaskan 17.
So is the House of Pendragon on there?
No, quite. I think maybe you have to bottle to make it in the top 50. Oh.
They're 51. They just missed.
Rogue doesn't make it till 27.
I figured they'd be on there somewhere.
Ballast Point's at 29. Ninkasi's at 30.
Wow.
Flying Dog's 33. I'm surprised Ninkasi is ahead of Flying Dog.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just proximity. We probably see more Ninkasi than Flying Dog.
Yeah, I mean, we do, but that's I'm thinking that the rest of the country doesn't see Ninkasi at all. But we see Flying Dog. Left Hand's at 38. Carl Strauss, 41. I'm surprised Carl Strauss isn't higher.
Especially with their mass quantity of breweries down south.
Yeah.
And in Disneyland.
BJ's. They qualify, apparently. They're at number 44. Uinta, 46.
Wow.
Made it in there. And number 50. Bay Area brewer.
And the least.
Yeah. Can you think of who would be a Bay Area brewer at number 50? Craft brewers in the country. They're new. They're first time cracking the top 50.
Not new to the
Gordon Biersch was number 49.
Okay.
Which is just kind of
Bay Area brewery.
Yeah, it's 21st Amendment, guys.
Okay.
See, I wanted to say them, but they don't really brew. I mean, they brew, but they don't really package out of San Francisco.
We get all kinds of shit ton of 21st Amendment. Yeah. We have one on the docket here. We should probably pull that one out.
Monk's blood.
From my understanding, a lot of their packaging that reaches us is from back east.
What?
That's my understanding, is that it's not out of the SF, it's out of the mid.
That's crazy.
Which, I don't know. Whatever works. I'm over it.
I don't want to talk about that anymore.
My point, I'm over it.
Well, something I found a little bit encouraging for us in the Fresno area is, as Nick puts down our beers we're going to be shifting to here, is that Sacramento, I learned that Sacramento has 6, in the coming months, this year, 6 breweries, new breweries opening up.
What?
And this year.
Sacramento 6. Is becoming a hotspot for craft beer.
Could you imagine if Fresno had, and Sacramento, the population base is similar to Fresno.
Mm-hmm. But they have a thriving downtown area.
Yeah.
With lots of Utes. Yeah.
And
I think there's a bigger demand for it.
Yeah. They're lots a little bit more affluent.
Mm-hmm.
Sacramento area than Fresno. And that's just, I guess that just helps. You're more affluent, more youth.
Yeah.
You're going to have more breweries.
Their pub scene is epic. There is no shortage of craft beer pubs.
So, 6. I mean, could you imagine that? 6 more and coming in 1 year in Fresno?
That would literally astounding. Be triple. Literally.
We have House of Pendragon about to pop. And that's the first new brewery since in Fresno area since Tioga, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Unless you consider W.
No, well, not Fresno County, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's something. All right, I think it's time to be caught drinking.
Oh, shit. That's what I forgot to prepare for.
God, way to go. How could you forget? It's like the only segment that's there every time. Well, I can just say that I had kind of a slow week of being caught drinking. But I did. Well, here's something interesting, though.
Okay.
Something I did have for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Boulder's Shake Chocolate Porter.
That is a beautiful beer. Beautiful,
that's
beautiful.
That's interesting that you had that.
Yeah, beer. And here's why I find it more interesting is because whereas before I used to be, which I still sort of am. Oh.
Excuse me, everybody.
That just passed the monk's blood from 21st Amendment over to Nick.
I noticed my brother didn't have a beer, so I subtly
3 glasses it over to and him. No so beer.
Came across.
How do I have 3 empty glasses?
You're welcome for that amazing bit. Blood. People are going to love that section yes. of it.
I thought that was going to be silent.
It probably won't even turn out.
I'm going to quietly
pass that monk's blood over here.
Would you like me to slide it?
Yeah, slide it.
It doesn't not do it on that side. Of,
of course, no, it doesn't do it on call.
No resignation.
It only does it inconveniently. So what did that just to
drink
take
with
a
Foo
break
Fighters.
From Ben Carr drinking? What the hell is this monk's blood from 21st Amendment?
It is
red.
It is a 4-pack of red. Cans that is quite pricey, but they got some blood of monks. You know, that's how they roll.
Ah, is that the beer ghost speaking to us? Ghost of the podcast has made an appearance.
It's
and he's speaking to us, and he's saying, drink more beer.
Our beer fridge here sometimes...
Hey, don't... No, it's
crazy
a ghost.
Belt. Ghost noise.
He didn't have his headphones on. He didn't know.
Oh. Yes. Yes, because he cannot hear anything without headphones.
No, I didn't know. I couldn't hear you.
We're all in isolation
I had
chambers.
My headphones on.
We our studio is so luxurious. It has 3 isolation chambers
mm-hmm.
to get it's the best audio quality.
I say for this monk's blood, I like the cans. I didn't even know it was 21st Mike Amendment.
Likes cans.
I didn't even know it was 21st Amendment when I saw it in Whole Foods. I just like, what is this? And then after investigating it, discovered it was 21st Amendment because it doesn't look like their traditional shtick.
So yeah, obviously in normal size packaging of their self, which is 12-ounce cans, the Lord of Boom that we had last week was an 8-ounce can. So
8-ounce energy drink can.
But however,
like it's left in the window.
It's their specialty beers they package in 4 cans per case, not 6. So that's also another way they get you. Cool box, but it is literally a little cube that you take up to the register and they're like, why do I need to see your ID for this? And you're like, that's not soda. That's why.
This is not root beer.
This is not a 4-pack of soda. I'm sorry.
So what do you guys think of this Monk's Blood?
Yes, sir.
You like it?
What does it taste like? There's a taste.
It has a taste.
It has a taste. And I can't... It's like a candy. Is it candy?
Yes, yeah, it is nature's licorice? Candy.
Nature's candy. Liquid bread.
Nope.
It's not licorice? No. Licorice, maybe?
Come on. Throw out some ideas. I want to see if you guys are right.
Raisins.
You're close.
Oh.
Prunes.
Plums.
Figs.
Figgy.
Pudding. Oh, yeah, it does have fig in it.
So dried figs, that's one of them. The other sweetness that you guys are tasting is vanilla.
Okay.
And then the two offsetting flavors, which I don't know how they got in here, would be cinnamon and oak chips.
Wow.
So that is a lot to add to
a
Belgian-style beer. I mean, obviously it's Belgian. You have that.
Oh, yes, apple-y, of course. Obviously.
But, yeah. But
I get that.
Yeah, it's the apple and the figs. It's just making this candy coatedness. Glazed. It's like glazing. It's like you could make a gingerbread house out of this beer.
Yeah. Reduce it down to like a sauce for your steak.
Caramel glazed.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway. Back to Ben Kajagan.
Yes.
So I was at Eureka Burger.
What?
And then they didn't have a whole lot different from the last time I was there, but... So there wasn't any pails or IPA, any pail-related products that I hadn't had.
And you stayed?
And I'm like, yeah, I'm out of here. And I flipped everyone the bird in the restaurant. Fuck yeah!
Screw you. You're cool.
And so I'm like, and I did have a Dale's pail. I don't think I'd ever had it from Draft. So I'm like, all right, well, that's something different I can have. Dale's pail from Draft. It was all right. I wanted a second beer. I'm like, I'm gonna do something dark, something I haven't had.
All right.
And I went with the
Make Us Proud.
Yeah. With the chocolate porter. The Boulder's chocolate porter. It's pretty good. You like that, huh? You guys like it, huh?
Yeah, no, I've had that one. I haven't had it on Nitro. It's been teased. Yeah.
So. Oh.
But no,
where'd you have it on Nitro, Nick?
So, oh, wait till Bing Country.
Okay. Yeah. So, it was good. But I think of now my mindset is really on what have I not had before? You know, if I've had a lot of things before,
yes.
I'm just like,
One of the downsides to hitting 500 on Untappd is the next 500 is going to be much more difficult.
It slows down after that. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm going to start rolling through porters and stouts now.
Mm-hmm. About damn time. About time you came to your senses. About time
you date it. But, yeah, that's pretty much all interesting I've been doing. So, what have you been caught drinking, Nick?
Oh,
as we let Matt still look through his Untappd.
Slow week for me. I had to get a sixer of regular beer just to carry me through. You know, bad economy, times are tough.
Yep.
I partied with a Hebrew Funky Jubilation 2013 last Friday.
A what? That was too many names.
Hebrew.
It wasn't the Hebe from then 60. Oh,
yeah. No, no.
Hebrew, the company.
This is a Schmaltz Brewing Company.
Which they do Lenny's and Nut Brown. Okay,
yeah. Lenny's Ripa and, Messiah and Nut Brown.
Yeah, okay. Now, yes, there we go.
True. This is true. So this is a blended barrel-aged Hebrew Funky Jubilation 2013. And this beer was nuts. It was
nuts.
It's a blend of four different barrel-aged beers, all of porter and sour varieties.
Wow.
Party in your mouth. I mean, James Brown was dancing on my tongue. Wow. This was lived up to its name. Amazing beer. Amazing expensive beer, but amazing nonetheless. So try that if you see it. And then we went to this little pizza place out in Clovis, known as Michelangelo's.
Oh, you went to Michelangelo's. Nice.
Yes. After hearing all these rumors.
I know. I need to go out there.
Yes, I would agree.
Okay, good. You
recommended.
You aces.
We went. That was Saturday. No, Saturday, Sunday. I can't remember now.
Doesn't matter.
What does my untap say?
No, I guess.
Probably be Friday.
Cause that was on 3/29.
Were we talking about it? No, we were talking about it on Sunday.
Yes. Okay, so that was Saturday. They had just put on Stone's 420.
No. Yeah. Whoa.
So I had a 420.
They had 420 on tap.
420 on tap. Impressive. And I walked up to the bar, and the guy, the bartender, was actually really knowledgeable. He was feeling me out, trying to feel like what my...
Let's see where this level is.
Yeah, what's my craft beer knowledge level? And so he after two or three recommendations, he knew where I was at, which I was impressed with. I was like, wow, okay. They know what they're talking about down there.
Yeah.
So I had a 420, and then they had the Boulder Shake on Nitro.
Mm-hmm.
That was my next beer, which I don't recommend with pizza. The 420 was much better with the pizza over there.
Uh-huh.
But the Boulder Shake was still solid on Nitro. Very, very chocolatey. It smoothed it way out.
Mm. Interesting. See, I've never... I need to have more Nitro stuff. I've never really had anything on Nitro.
Mm-hmm. Even IPAs work on Nitro. Yeah,
you've never had anything.
I've had a Nitro IPA.
Not even a Nitro can?
I wouldn't even say Nitro cans are the same as...
It's baby steps. Baby steps. Baby steps.
Yes, but...
No, I know. I keep missing out on Nitro things.
I know where we need to do our next podcast.
In a Nitro bar. All Nitro.
All Nitro.
Get you some... We'll get you...
There's a niche.
Yep.
All Nitro, all the time.
That's what San Diego doesn't have that yet. They're going to run an all Nitro craft beer bar.
Break them in on an old speckled hen on Nitro.
Ooh, yes. Very nice. That would be good.
Yeah.
Why don't craft brewers do the Nitro cartridge like Guinness and Murphy's? And
probably money.
Oh, okay.
I'm
surprised I haven't seen that yet.
Affording a canning line is one thing. And... 4 months worth of canning materials.
I mean, 1050 with a Nitro cartridge inside, that could work. Yeah. They already can.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how
maybe
much...
Maybe it just doesn't work like it's supposed to. Maybe it's a selling fad.
I know. It seems like you have to use a lot more Nitro in beer than you would CO2.
Mm.
So I don't know if it's just a cost thing or...
Yeah.
I don't know if you have to be... X amount is macro in order to absorb that cost. I don't know.
Via Guinness, we do what we want.
Mm-hmm.
So anything else, Nick?
You get? That's all for Been Caught Drinking. I do have some news, though.
Okay. We'll wait for that.
Been Caught Drinking with the Bearded Brewer 87.
Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd and Twitter and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to follow Matt's exploits.
So I've already kind of, I'll brush over these. So Barrelhouse did a tap takeover, so I had their Ipanero. I had a coffee stout.
Barrelhouse had
a
tap takeover at Peeves?
Peeves, yeah.
They didn't know about this.
Mm-hmm.
Why no one tell me?
I believe I texted you guys.
We don't like you.
And you guys didn't respond.
I mean,
nothing. Oh, okay. I believe I did tell you and you ignored it. Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
Coffee stout, and then they had their Brass Monkey, which was the... the Mandarin Blonde, and they also had a
how many times were people singing Brass Monkey in the bar?
That funky monkey.
Sadly, not as many as I wanted.
What? I would think I'd just be sick of everyone singing Brass Monkey.
I expected people to go bump, bump, and just like start the song.
Give me the eye.
Nobody was even like, hey,
put your
isn't
left
that
leg down, put your right
they
leg
weren't just
up.
Like, didn't that come one on, band baby. Have that What's song that was like the same? No,
Touch
none of
your
that.
Head back mm-hmm. and finish the cup.
Mm-hmm. And man. nobody said, I'll have that funky monkey. No, nobody, not one person.
Oh, let down.
God damn it. I was saddened. I was like, this is perfect. Nobody's going for it. I'm saddened.
Somebody has to do
I
this.
Remember.
You bunch of kids.
When we were in high school,
man, so
that
I did,
was the song.
I did have that Noble Amarillo Shower. I did have that Modern Times, the Hoppy Tropical Wheat.
Modern Times. Damn it.
Come to Fresno.
And Living Easy.
Is there, if anybody from Modern Times is listening.
Modern Times. Somebody has a Modern Times contact. Mm-hmm. We would like to have Modern Times on so they could send us beer.
Yes. Please.
Modern Times sometimes favorites my photos.
Yay. Well, no, they've liked all our stuff that we've done.
Okay, so there's a presence.
There's a presence.
But yeah, even if it's their social media person, I don't care. If we can get some beer from them.
Speaking of, where is that M. Sardina lately?
Sardina, I want the voting is over for the home brewers, the board. I hope our boy Sardina is on there.
They're bored.
I don't think the results are out yet, but
let's see.
I'm anxiously awaiting to see if M. Sardina from Society Brewing in San Diego, California,
let's see,
is on the board.
Sipping on some Blind Pig last night.
Oh, rub it in, why don't you?
That was a beautiful beer. I actually pulled one of you guys. I did cork it, and I will be finishing the rest of it this evening.
Yay. Wow.
It was later on to my night of drinking, and I just said, oh, I have to work tomorrow.
Ooh. No, that should
well,
be a starter.
Well, that's a good call not to waste it. Mm-hmm. Not to do like I do sometimes and wake up and discover there's half a beer sitting in front of the TV.
Half like, a Pliny just yeah. chilling there.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you would.
No.
We've seen it happen.
Oh, I finally got to try the Sierra Nevada Blindfold Black IPA.
Ooh.
Which, it is different from their Belgian Black IPA, which I prefer the Belgian Black, in my opinion. The Blindfold's just okay. I also got to try another argument of mine, where we get creative beers in Fresno, but at completely wrong times. So Sierra Nevada's Summerfest has made it to town.
Yay!
And the first
from
day of
2013?
April.
2013?
It might be the 2014. Or it could be
at least the 2014.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the 2013 or 2014, but either or.
Oh,
the,
crap, we forgot to send that out. Get it out there quick.
Just give it to Fresno.
Yeah. I mean, I praise that we got it, but I understand we've had some 80-degree days, but it's not quite summer or fest.
That was the back of the warehouse beer.
So it is a lager of all things. It is not an IPA. It is,
lager.
So that was interesting.
What?
A lager.
Those things exist still?
Yes.
A lager. Still make lagers?
People come in and want them lagers.
Lagers. Your lager.
I don't want a lager for me, ma.
Well, you got a good lager in here.
You know, lagers.
And then, a nitro I've had is nitro.
Oh, yeah.
K-N, you know, itro. Night-tro from Night-tro. Sierra Nevada.
Tro. Sierra Nevada.
It would clever name pun.
Mm-hmm. C-O-Inspiracy.
Oh. It went over my head. I don't know what's going on.
It's you spell half the word and go, screw it.
Yeah. Mind gave up.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, can I throw anything else in there? What about... I think Anderson Valley had their summer solstice come out. No, do they... No, they do... what is theirs?
Springhornin'?
Springhorning. Yeah, there we go. They're
spring
horning. They're horning serious.
You got that spring? Hey, you got that spring horning?
Solstice is Sierra Nevada. Let me save myself. Sorry, but so spring horning that was there and that was beautiful.
Hey, you got that spring horning on nitro here?
You got it on nitro.
Hey,
I only drink nitro.
Is this a nitro bar?
Just give me a huff. Break the line off.
Give me some of that natural, bro. Come on, brother. Let's give me some of that natural.
I'd almost wonder if somebody could get away with it now. There is quite a few. There's not much of a variety, but there probably is enough beers on nitro to withstand a full kegerator. Probably 8 to 12 beers.
Kegerator.
There's probably...
I don't know why I need to say that.
I don't either. But it happened.
I could see a little niche place, like corner, tiny complex.
Do it. Open it up.
Why am I thinking of Lionel Richie? All nitro long. All nitro. All nitro.
Oh, my God.
All nitro long.
I should probably leave. It's time to get to some beer news or something.
my closing statement.
Yeah, close that out.
I had Murphy's on Nitro. It's been a long time since I've had that beer. But I went to the good old Body in the Bog.
In the Bog had Nitro stuff on Nitro?
They have forever.
Oh, okay.
That is a pub, sir.
Sorry,
I forgot.
Yes. So, I had a Murphy's. I did not regret it. Mm. It was appropriate glassware.
I wonder, who did it first? Was it BC's or Body in the Bog? That would be some Fresno trivia right there.
I'm gonna say Body in a Bog.
Yeah,
because he's hardcore about things being done properly.
I'm pretty sure he's forgotten more BC's things than BC's ever learned.
Ooh, yeah. Challenge for listeners: who's been there longer?
I need to go in there. I've not been in there in a while.
Yeah, same here.
So you want to open up that? Walker's Reserve?
Or we got more in the fridge. What say you?
Are you trying to get us to not open this beer?
There is a Gannot that Matthew brought.
Yeah, I'm trying to get rid of that beer.
You are trying to get rid of that
beer? Well, I've brought it here three times, but
we should open it up then. You don't have to bike it back with you.
Yeah.
Whatever beer weighs the most, that's what you want us to drink.
We could go with the Cougar from Riley's.
Cougar from Riley's. Madera, California. Riley's. We've got strippers on our bottles.
That's for our crap beer podcast. I mean, what?
What? Oh, Stone 16 is going to be a contender in the...
anniversary, yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The bad beer off?
Oh, yeah, because that thing's years old now, and it was bad when it was fresh.
Apparently, we've got a sign-up sheet for guests on the bad beer off.
Oh, really?
Yes.
People are like, I want to get on that.
I've had inquiries about this.
There's people with bad beer out there?
I have about six or seven what I assume are bad beers back in the corner aging.
Because
if you're a bad beer, I assume aging is just going to make it worse. So it's just sitting back there for an episode for us to just drink terrible beer and react. So
whoa,
that's what we're referring to. And everyone's like, hey, I want in on that.
This beer smells.
So we're opening interesting.
I have a scent in my mind.
I've never seen this beer before.
That was a San Diego bring back.
Oh, this is a San Diego bring-back?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was a bottle exchange one.
This one's been hanging around for a little bit.
All right. Describe this one. We're drinking to our listener.
Oh, Cerveza Artesiana y de Qualidad.
This is from Spain? What the hell?
It is from someplace in a foreign language.
Made by Dick Dickerson.
Oh, it is Spain. Yeah, Barcelona, Spain.
Barcelona, Spain. From Barcelona, Dick Dickerson. Spain.
Dick Dickerson. Head brewer at Almanac. So, a Spanish beer. A España beer.
Is there a style that this can be put into at all?
Well, I mean, it has some sediment at the bottom. But I don't know.
So there's something that fits into. Oh, whoa.
Well, cerveza is technically...
I got some harshness in that, bro. That small...
Cerveza is technically its own style of beer.
Okay.
So it's an artesian cerveza.
Artesian cerveza style.
Of quality.
As far as cerveza styles go, this one's solid.
It basically, it loosely translates from my Spanish from high school. It says cerveza, so it's a beer style. Artesian.
It's a beer style.
Well, cerveza's not actually a beer. It's a style.
Oh, really?
That's like natural flavors.
Yeah. Natural flavoring added.
Most people think cerveza means beer, but right. It just means a style.
Hmm.
So it's a beer style.
So when I go when I'm in Cabo San Lucas and I say, give me a cerveza, por favor, then they're like, you want a style, sir?
Yes. A beer style that is normal to them.
Give me a style of beer, sir. Okay. Here's your style of beer.
It'd be gringo. No different than you saying, I want an IPA.
All right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I get you.
They take that. I'm taking this seriously.
And they give
Let's
you
be for serious, guys.
For serious, guys.
For serial man beer pick.
Guys, this is for serious. What?
So, yes. Beer style artesian of quality.
All right.
That's what it says.
This is a great artesian of quality style.
And it has a fox on it.
If you took it out of the artesian quality of style, where else would you put this in?
Lemon pledge.
We can relate to. A pledge style. A household cleaner style. Yes. I would clean my countertops with this, but not my toilet, for fearing it would not do the job as well.
I don't know. It feels like some lemon pledge fell into my beer. I'm not upset about it, but...
I get a hint of brass polish in there too.
Mm.
Hmm.
So this might
I maybe use this for my chrome on my car?
No, I said brass polish. Brass? That's completely different, sir.
It's completely different from chrome polish.
This might clean my watch innards.
Watch
innard.
Oh, give this to
there you go. There's some tasting notes. I get watch innard.
Watch innard.
This reminds me of something I want to be doing is
Brasso?
Using our own style of tasting notes, because when I hear people just going off the rails on like throwing out tastes of beers, it just starts getting more and more pretentious. So we need to have like unpretentious tasting notes. So we don't sound like douches.
Mission accomplished.
And, yep, watch innards. I'm getting a lot of watch innards on this.
Watch innards, brass polish.
Yeah. Brass polish.
Swiffer. Fresh breeze.
I'm getting...
Not the Swiffer mountain scent.
Mm.
Mountain effervescent.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Right.
Yes, but the fresh
getting, breeze. Getting... adhesive. Various adhesives.
Unnecessary laugh in the microphone, sorry.
Gorilla glue.
I like the general term of adhesive.
Yep.
That's a...
Woo. Notes of adhesive.
Yes.
I can guess, I could say lemon. If I would say the cerveza with a lot of lemon, and the only thing I can... relate to would be grains of paradise. I'm not making that up. That is a legitimate.
No, I know that's
sir. Stop laughing at that. That's a legitimate note.
The touted Boston Brewery green is grains of paradise.
Hmm. Touted.
It's in their commercial. That's how I know.
Touted. Grains of paradise.
All I know is they're little grains that look like black seeds, and they're grains of paradise, and they have a flavor.
Yes.
Sam Adams uses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just whisper the rest of the podcast.
Okay. We're getting too excited.
This is the
everyone calm the fuck down.
Calm the fuck down.
This is the breakdown of the perfect pour.
This is what happens when you drink double.
Everyone's gonna turn up the radio, and then we're gonna talk like this.
Oh my god!
Do you have some news? You referenced news that you have.
Oh yes,
did I?
Yeah, you did.
Did I?
I did.
So Clovis.
Oh my Mikey, god!
What do you think about Clovis?
Just because you're in the bell seat doesn't mean you have to bring up Clovis.
Oh, he's gonna be so happy. I mean, if he listened to this podcast, he would be so happy.
He might. Maybe. Probably not.
Clovis has taken it upon themselves to have a brew fest.
Mm. Oh, here we go.
And where else would a brew fest happen in Clovis?
Pulaski Street.
No, better than
that. Yeah, go one level up.
One level up from there.
One Clovis level up. Find another level of Clovis, and then you'll know exactly where it's at.
Your truck must be yay high to enter.
And your horse better be shooed.
Jimbo's?
Oh.
No, lowriders are accepted at Jimbo's.
Okay.
We're talking the rodeo ground.
Oh, yes. My goodness.
Clovis Beer Festival at the Rodeo Ground.
The
famous Clovis Rodeo.
But I kid. We must promote all craft beer festivals.
Right. So yeah, they're having a beer festival in Clovis.
Beer festival in Clovis.
First Clovis Festival.
Which
of beer.
I would laugh at, but they have BC's and they have Michelangelo's in Clovis. So they might actually.
So they might be influencing them. If they're listening to those two guys, then they might be all right. And then, well, technically, House of Pendragon, even though it's in the Fresno taint.
We tried the
taint district.
And he still went to Clovis.
He's still technically in Clovis, even though you can throw a wiffle ball over from the Fresno side and maybe hit it, but.
As Matt refers to it as the Flovis line.
If they all influence it, we'll see. They haven't announced any kind of lineup at all, huh?
So far, it is Full Circle. Did I say that right? Full Circle Brewing?
Yes.
Is that downtown?
That's it. Downtown.
Demolish of Circles.
Chinatown.
Pismo Brewing Company, which I know we haven't tried anything from.
They don't have... they don't have such a great reputation. Oh. Really? But we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
They have Fresno ties, though, I think.
Yeah, well, they should.
Yeah.
But this is old. Their reputation for me is old, so.
Okay.
I don't know. They may have gotten a lot better.
They're having a brewery out of Mariposa.
Oh, yeah. That's supposed to be pretty good.
And then.
I think it's Mariposa Brewing, isn't it? I don't know.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Except it's not. I'm just trying to be nice.
And if that wasn't good enough,
I need more.
W Brewing.
Ooh,
we'll be there.
The infamous W. Is Tioga going to be there?
There's no word about Tioga, Pendragon, or Southgate.
Interesting.
Yes. So I'm very curious as to how local they're going to keep it.
And it's like...
Because they're not promoting that it's a local brew fest. They're just saying it's a brew fest.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have no idea what their... How much focus is going to be
how much locally. Even it's going to be... Does it say craft beer fest or does it say brew
it just beer says festival? Clovis Brew Fest.
Brew Fest. So they haven't... pigeonholed themselves a craft beer,
but they did.
I could see a Bud Light stand.
What they did do was they're touting about American Craft Beer Week is the same week, May 12th through the 18th.
They're aware of that.
And where is the Chapel Brewery from Mariposa? There it is.
Okay,
Chapel Brewery.
I've heard good things about them.
So that's new to us, new to me anyway.
Yeah, I have not had any of their stuff. I know they're there, and I've heard the people that have gone there have said it's good stuff. So that's something interesting right there, at least.
Yeah, well, new locally.
Yeah.
Semi-local.
Yeah. So there you go.
There you go.
Clovis. And then, of course, April 12th.
April 12th.
The day Fresno became a craft beer place. The day
Fresno woke up and said, what the hell
are you doing? House of Pendragon's Tap Room opens and Tayogaskoya's Fresyes Fest anniversary party at Tayogaskoya Brewing. Strange. Their lineup has been announced for the music.
Tayoga's Strange, so scared they had to add four bands.
Yep. Strange Vine is playing.
Wow.
And then three other bands.
Who are obviously not important. Strange Vine, you could find them on Dorktown
Podcast. Yeah, a recent Dorktown
episode. Exclusive acoustic
exclusives.
Set.
Yeah, exclusive only to Dorktown.
That was a rare thing you guys pulled off there.
Pulled it off, man.
So we still doing beer news?
I mean, they went to South by Southwest just after that, right?
They went to Noise Pop.
That's what it was.
Beautiful band.
So you're talking a band that's been to South by Southwest and Noise Pop, played here in this very studio.
Dorktown Studios.
Acoustically.
In front of us. I've actually got a lot of not on the episode audio from them too that I'm
coveting.
The bonus
wondering DVD what to do. Yeah.
Rubbing your wiener
on it. Yeah. Rub my wiener on it nightly on the audio. Somehow I found a way.
Anything's possible.
Sir. Yeah. Anything. What do you got, Bearded Brewer? You got something?
So, a local Bay Area, I guess now brew pub that we like called the Libertine Pub.
Yay!
They're making a trek over to Fort Collins.
Are they?
To go with New Belgium. I'm assuming the only reason why you would go there or invited there is to maybe brew something.
Yeah.
So, a little place doing some, barrel aging.
That would be known as the Lips of Faith
series. Little brew pub in the Central Coast going the Do It Lips of Faith series beer.
So, I'm assuming that's all their collab beers under the Lips of Faith.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, they're making the trek. They're going to wreak some havoc. But, I wish them the best. But should be interesting to see what they do or what comes about.
That's just nuts because it's like we go there and hang out, and now these guys are collabing with ginormous brewers. Man, that's crazy.
Well, I guess we're going to have them on then. You guys are buddy-buddy with them.
Yeah, Tyler, get with it. Best get friends. On here.
He invited us to spin vinyl at his
pub.
He said, bring those records here and we'll
spin. Bring them here. We'll do it. Speaking of trips, I'm going to be in the Santa Cruz area, La Selva Beach, next weekend. So I'll be going to Santa Andreas, one of the hot breweries in the California.
That's hot.
Hot. So I'll be bringing back some. I should be bringing back some good stuff for the next episode, boys.
Yes.
Well, now that you've got my hopes up.
Maybe I'll show up next week now.
Oh, we got to do a Wednesday on that one, darn it.
Well, we can shift it to a Tuesday.
No, we can't.
Oh, yeah. Wherever the bearded brewer is inconvenient, whatever night's inconvenient for him, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, can you guys just just set up the computer and I'll just Skype in from now on whenever I have
time? Yeah, we can do that. But sure. We'll drink all the good
beer. But it's weird. Yeah, we'll have all our beer. All right, it's time for some cheers, boys. You got any cheers? I'm cheersing myself for getting the level 5 heavyweight on Untappd.
Well, then.
That's 25 different dark beers, guys. You guys call me a hophead or just all about IPAs and pails. I've drank 25 whole different dark beers now. So...
I fell asleep. What? I didn't catch any of that. I
drank some beers that aren't pale.
Whoa, I don't believe it.
Yay.
Untappd says it's true.
All right, that does deserve a cheers.
So, yeah.
Yeah, cheers Thanks. To Mikey.
What else do you guys have?
That's it?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
That's all.
Nobody else deserves cheers.
So, there's a newer follower of mine. He goes by BMAG, or BMAG 120. He goes by B.
B.
I'm B. I'm what up, B? Beer. So he's been pretty cool. And an interesting name, Mandrewbot 3000.
Mandrewbot.
That's Andrew.
I am Mandrewbot 3000.
Mm-hmm.
I have come to drink your beer.
So then there's, I'm going to butcher her last name, but Diana, her last name is Kitsune or something. Kitsune, Kitsune, something like that. But she has a blog, and it's The Beer Doll. So I'm going to check that out. I'll be checking that out tomorrow on my day off.
That's one of your lists of things to do on your day off. Oh,
it's either check out craft beer stuff or listen to this podcast.
Oh, wow, yeah. I would do the former.
And then there is a fellow by the name of Nick that is not my brother.
That's impossible.
He goes by Vinland Farms. So,
cool dude. Yes. Nick Darway.
So you from Mill?
Yes, yes, very much.
Okay.
Very much. He's Central Coast. He's actually a hop grower. Mm-hmm. Oh. And I hope to go see his farm sometime this summer. He grows hops and drinks excellent beers.
That seems like we're doing something wrong.
Yes. He does have exquisite beard, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. He has nice beard.
He fitted in his photo I saw.
All of it.
His porthole of a photo.
Porthole.
And I will now go to Twitter as I'm stalling for time.
This is great.
Do I have anybody?
This is awesome.
I have 4G. You think my phone? There we go. Yeah, I don't care about anybody on Twitter. You all can do better. I've been getting a lot of new Untapped friends, which is cool. I don't know if they're just random spies, robots.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know. Like, whenever someone friends me on Untapped, I'm like, are they doing it from the podcast, or they just see me checking into a beer and goes that way? So,
well, I mean, Dustin Roca, I mean, obviously he called in, so he added me. Mm-hmm. Brad Heeb, I don't know who that is.
It's Heeb from Den 60.
Who?
I have some of his beer left in the fridge.
Oh, that guy.
The Heeb.
Who shows up to the wrong punk?
There's Reggie 559.
Reggie, my boy Reggie.
Frankie Valesco. Real Ale Craft Beer, which I'm assuming is a YouTube because they stole that logo. And there's Rebecca, Luke S. It's just people. I don't know who they are. They're not giving me enough likes for me to care. I think I've stalled enough for the brother. Go.
What are you talking about? I was ready the
whole time. Yeah, sure.
Cheers to Trafty Crazy.
Okay.
Anybody?
I think she's on my Instagram, right? Mm-hmm.
Jefferson Beaver.
Oh, yes.
There we go.
Jefferson Beaver's wife?
Yes.
Yes. I know
she is a hardcore beer drinker.
No way.
Oh, I didn't know that. She likes quite a few of our photos. Don't know if she listens, but cheers.
She hasn't gone to the bother of going ahead and listening, but I like your pictures.
Frequently drinking craft beer.
Oh, that's good. I'm
thoroughly impressed. Popolo's Pizza followed us on Instagram.
Yes,
they should. I'm sure they listen.
Oh, that's encouraging because I thought that whoever started their Instagram just abandoned it.
Yeah.
So apparently somebody knows the password still.
I know we've mentioned this before, but Big Game J21.
Yeah.
I believe left a voicemail for us, right? Was that the same? James H? No?
Big Game's been around my Instagrams, too.
Okay, well, he's following us, finally. He's from Bakersfield. That's mm-hmm. what made me think he was a caller.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Insta Joe?
No, yeah, he did call. He was the one that... Sorry. You had to jog my brain. He was the one that called about because he was having the rush hour. Remember the same time?
Yes. Eureka okay. Burger.
So that's what I...
Rush hour guy.
Boom.
He found connected. Our Instagram.
See, we haven't drank enough. We made that connection. We should not have been figuring that out at all.
And cheers to Fuse Fresno.
Yeah, whatever.
Officially released a date for Fuse Fest.
What?
Local music festival.
September 27th. Fresno Urban Sound
Experience. All local original music.
Another Tree Day event?
September Tree Day?
One, two, three?
Oh.
Oh, no. Just two. Just two.
I thought you said 27th through 29th.
26th and 27th.
Yeah. Oh, I was relayed the wrong information. So. Sorry.
Okay.
I think so. It's a Friday night and a Saturday.
Okay.
At the end of September.
Word up.
Go downtown Fresno Music Festival. Last year, we had a Tiger Sequoia made a specific beer called the Bitter Musician for the festival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This year, hopefully, there'll be another one.
You hear that, Tioga?
Get your shit together, bros.
They don't listen.
Well, I mean, if they probably should start planning that beer now.
Except so for
they
the have crazy palate.
So they have no excuse. The
crazy palate.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the crazy palate. We don't.
Forest, cheers whatever. To the crazy palate.
He got a new vehicle today. I saw him for a brief moment.
Oh.
He came down from his hometown, robbed a new vehicle, and left.
Yeah. Sounds right.
Peace out, bitches.
Is he podcasting it?
Sounds Fresno-y.
I don't know. He might incorporate it in his new podcast. It's clean enough that he might be podcasting out of it. I don't know.
Mobile right. Podcast.
PerfectPortPodcast.com. He goes, take us to our Podbean page. Go on the iTunes and maybe leave a review if you're bored. Voicemail us, 559-492-0542. At Perfect Pour Pod on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. Also on Google Plus as well.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for listening to episode 39 of the Perfect Pour Podcast. Tell all your friends and children about this podcast, and they will download and listen, and it will make us feel better about ourselves.
But don't tell the children.
No, but actually,
just make sure they're over 21. It's fine 21. If you've had children at a younger age. They're now able to
guess. Yes.
Tell all your hot friends.
We only want hot listeners.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're so good looking.
Yeah.
We and only need good looking.
Mainly voicemails, people. Let's we love not them. Let this die off now.
No, let's keep the momentum going.
Our good old trucker friend, we need another one.
559-492-0542. Abby Trappist Pub in Stockton has still not called in for like a month.
Liars.
They do not listen.
Liars. Lots of them.
Let's end it here. Will Miss Sage go to Frez Yes Fest? Will? So that's blasphemy from you. No. Will she end up here, or will she go to Bakersfield for the Mac and Cheese Fest?
Damn.
Yeah.
What about Miss Kim's Bay? That's always a possibility.
I hear they got together recently.
And... Yep. They were in Turd Town.
Stock Turd.
Stock Turd? It's a new... territory?
No, they were in Turlock.
Oh, okay.
They did go visit the dustiest of bowls.
Our boys.
Mm-hmm. So. You're welcome.
So she can come to the valley then. It's possible.
Yeah. No. So, I don't know. But can't guarantee anything, but what if they end up here?
That would be insane, bro.
Yeah.
Craft beer day in Fresno.
Yeah. You're going to come to Fresno. For craft beer, April 12th is the day to do it. We'll see you out there. We'll see you next time on The Perfect Pour.